USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has approved a COVID relief package, which is now on its way to President Trump. The deal is part of a larger spending bill to fund the federal government through next September. The stimulus package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says those direct payments were something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that stimulus payments should begin to go out shortly after Christmas.
We couldn't be more pleased that we got this done in time for the end of the year. The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week, $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President-elect Joe Biden received his coronavirus vaccination on Monday. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to the second shot. So is Jill. She's had her shot earlier today.
President-elect Joe Biden's comments after he received the COVID-19 vaccine in a televised appearance from a Delaware hospital. President-elect Biden also saying,
I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And many nations have reduced or cut off travel with the UK, citing a new strain of coronavirus that is quickly spreading through the south of England. Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and India are among the nations that have enacted some form of restrictions on travel to or from the United Kingdom. U.S. officials have said they believe there's currently no reason to restrict flights to or from the UK. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn three rulings from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. Jenna Ellis says aside from the Supreme Court petition, there's another route to challenge the election's results. President Trump's senior legal advisor tells Newsmax TV that the state legislatures have the opportunity to help ensure election integrity.
Well, we still have a number of days to go until then, and Mayor Giuliani and I are still definitely advocating for election integrity every step of the way, and there's still plenty of time for the state legislatures to do their constitutionally mandated obligation instead of play partisan politics. They need to step in and refuse to certify the false results. They have the unilateral, exclusive plenary authority from the Constitution. They don't need the Supreme Court to tell them that. The U.S. Constitution says it very plainly. They can take back their delegates and they can send the correct slate up to Congress. If that doesn't happen and they fail us as much as the Supreme Court has failed the American people, then at that point, Congress may need to step in. And I know that a number of congressmen and women are considering that. And I hope that they will do the right thing on behalf of the American people.
Despite not playing a physical game this year, the NFL has released its Pro Bowl rosters, recognizing their season's top performers. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes topped the fan vote, leading the Chiefs to the top playoff seed in the AFC. Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers earned his ninth Pro Bowl selection for the NFC. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.